Sister Carlotta stood beside Pablo de Noches, looking at the toilet tank.
"Old-fashioned kind," said Pablo. "Norte Americano. Very popular for a while back when the Netherlands first became international."
She lifted the lid on the toilet tank. Very light. Plastic. As they came out of the lavatory, the office manager who had been showing them around looked at her curiously.
"There's not any kind of danger from using the toilets, is there?" she asked.
"No," said Sister Carlotta. "I just had to see it, that's all. It's fleet business. I'd appreciate it if you didn't talk about our visit here." Of course, that almost guaranteed that she would talk about nothing else. But Sister Carlotta counted on it sounding like nothing more than strange gossip. Whoever had run an organ farm in this building would not want to be discovered, and there was a lot of money in such evil businesses. That was how the devil rewarded his friends. Lots of money, up to the moment he betrayed them and left them to face the agony of hell alone. Outside the building, she spoke again to Pablo.
"He really hid in there?"
"He was very tiny," said Pablo de Noches. "He was crawling when I found him, but he was soaking wet up to his shoulder on one side, and his chest. I thought he peed himself, but he said no. Then he showed me the toilet, and he was red, here, where he pressed against the mechanism."
"He was talking?" she said.
Not a lot. A few words."
"So tiny. I could not believe a child so small could talk. How long was he in there?"
Pablo shrugged.
"Shriveled up skin like old lady. All over. Cold. I was thinking, he will die. Not warm water like a swimming pool. Cold. He shivered all night."
"I can't understand why he didn't die," said Sister Carlotta. Pablo smiled.
"No hay nada que Dios no puede hacer."
"True," she answered. "But that doesn't mean we can't figure out how God works his miracles. Or why." Pablo shrugged.
"God does what he does. I do my work and live, the best man I can be."
She squeezed his arm. "You took in a lost child and saved him from people who meant to kill him. God saw you do that, and he loves you." Pablo said nothing, but Sister Carlotta could guess what he was thinking. How many sins, exactly, were washed away by that good act, and would it be enough to keep him out of hell? "Good deeds do not wash away sins," said Sister Carlotta.
"Solo el Redentor puede limpiar su alma."
Pablo shrugged. Theology was not his skill.
"You don't do good deeds for yourself," said Sister Carlotta.
"You do them because God is in you, and for those moments you are his hands and his feet, his eyes and his lips."
"I thought God was the baby. Jesus say, 'If you do it to this little one, you do it to me.'"
Sister Carlotta laughed. "God will sort out all the fine points in his own due time. It is enough that we try to serve him."
"He was so small," said Pablo, "but God was in him."
She bade him goodbye as he got out of the taxi in front of his apartment building. "Why did I have to see that toilet with my own eyes? My work with Bean is done. He left on the shuttle yesterday. Why can't I leave the matter alone?" "Because he should have been dead, that's why. And after starving on the streets for all those years, even if he lived, he was so malnourished, he should have suffered serious mental damage. He should have been permanently retarded. That was why she could not abandon the question of Bean's origin. Because maybe he was damaged. Maybe he is retarded. Maybe he started out so smart that he could lose half his intellect and still be the miraculous boy he is. She thought of how St. Matthew kept saying that all the things that happened in Jesus' childhood, his mother treasured them in her heart. Bean is not Jesus, and I am not the Holy Mother. But he is a boy, and I have loved him as my son.